my tapestry. You are a thread that I wish to weave into my tapestry. To become a golden thread, you must be made holy. I invite you into the fiery furnace with me. The furnace of the fire of the Holy Spirit, which burns away all darkness, all fear, that you may be set apart unto my perfect love. It requires that you forget everything you think you understood and trust in me, the lampstand of all wisdom. It requires that you forget everything you have learned of the world, all knowledge based on your experience. The fabric you are now woven into is that of the world. The world fabric is not a thing of beauty, a thing to behold. Do you really fit into that fabric? Do you find answers in your or the wisdom of others, which is truly limited in all ways, and not unto life eternal, not unto joy, and not unto love? Will you trust in world knowledge over my perfect knowledge? Look at the world around you. Look at your personal world. Do you see fruit in and around you? Remember, the fruit is a measure of my goodness and my will done. Is your fruit rotten, your life out of control? If there is more of me and less of you, the evidence of me in you is the good fruit around you and in the lives of others that I wish to affect through you and all around you. It is difficult to examine very closely fruit that is your fruit to own, which is a result of the misguided motives of your very own heart. You've been seeking love and happiness in all the wrong places. Come on to me. Denial would say that you are not responsible if others do not listen. Perhaps the right words from me through you might empower others in the truth, in me, as I wish you to be empowered in me. You insist that your knowledge is correct and sufficient. Your insistence is your demise, and even worse, a limiter of the growth of those around you, the many possibilities in and through me and by my spirit. Why do you set standards for others to meet that you yourself cannot meet? You ask others to walk where you have not walked. You walk in your own direction, steeped in selfishness. You speak of pride in others that does not exist, but truthfully, in you first. Why do you believe that mixing poison and water could possibly result in the ability to drink only the water which is pure, apart from the mixture that is truly poison? Have you not been told that the sanctity of life is precious to our Father? Why do you assume what you see with a log in your eye is any less than speculation, deception, or assumption? All of these are falseness born of blindness, of being misled. These are not laughing matters, nor to be easily overlooked. And you cannot deliver yourself from these deep afflictions. You've tried, and look all around you. Look within yourself. Why do you trample over my children like a bull in a china closet? By my spirit, you could walk with insight, anchored in my perfect knowledge, understanding, and compassion, which all come together to yield great wisdom and love, without a price. I asked the question, will you? And your response was yes. Why do your careless words and actions say no to my plea to you, born of humility and a desire that you come into the will of the Father? For it is in the Father that you will find all things that you have been looking for. When you say no to me, you say yes to the world. When you say no to me, you say yes to your ways and no to mine. My ways are holy, they are sacred, and they are pure. Are you at peace? Are you in control? What has your controlling offered others? Kadosh means to be set apart. We seek that you be set apart from the world, yet you cling to it with every fleshly fiber. Have I not said that I will no longer allow evil to be done under the cloak of my good name, that name which has been placed above all? Have I not complete dominion? Are not all things under my feet? Does this require full submission of all of you unto my throne, before my altar? Seek to be the child you once were, that child made by my hand and made in my image, the child you were intended to be, perfect. It is only the sin and the many decisions to sin in return that have stained that which I made perfect. Do not believe that you cannot be perfected in me, or purified, sanctified. No longer be that which the world has transformed you into. No longer conform to the ways of the world. It is my release, renewal, and restoration that can reverse the infusion of all the world lies, hurt, wounds, pain, suffering, of those who sinned against you, that covered you over, my child, keeping you in blindness under a thick cloud, a dark cloud of fear, sadness, and shame. I release you to minister my perfect healing, to be a vessel of my voice and my spirit, a vessel of reverence. When you yourself are imperfect and sick, you must now take the time to stop your clock. The clock is ticking. You must now take the time to be still and listen. Apply your faith and the hope that I have given you unto me alone, toward me alone. To be woven into my tapestry requires that you allow me to unravel the world tapestry you are still woven into. Seemingly inescapable, this I can do for you. Spiritual knowledge is my perfect knowledge. Not a worldly intellectual exercise of trying to apply a surface worldly understanding to your life, to the Word which is with me, and in front of the precious lives of our children. I ask you again, will you? Give this deep thought and meditation before you answer too quickly. Remember that my freedom is free for you. The only cost is all that you are and were. Are you willing to give up your ways for my ways? I and your Father love you with an eternal love. We seek to make you a perfect golden thread. We seek to weave you into the tapestry of your Father's will and our divine plan. The path to the tree of life is narrow, and the gate is even narrower. My light will guide your way, for I am the way. Only complete reliance, submission, bowing and yielding to obey me will do. In this I will be served, O Israel. Are you willing? There are those around you that walk with me. They will walk with you into my fire, as they know and have endured the fire of my furnace, my Holy Spirit that has refined them. Trust in them, for I walk with them and I dwell amongst them. Who are you to judge my trials, to compare the trials I set before my children that only I know perfectly? Do not belittle the pain of my children, placing yours above theirs, thus belittling theirs in your selfishness. Do not judge, condemn, or blame my messengers for speaking my truth, for they are my vessels. They have paid the price. They walk in and by my Spirit. I ask you now to allow me to make you into a perfect golden thread, that you may take your place with the others, side by side, woven together, yoked together with me. I seek to weave you into my tapestry. In this way, you are a part of a common thread. These things you must decide to do in order to enter your calling, in order to hear your calling, to be led of me, and to hear my voice alone that calls unto you. Only my true gospel leads my people to repent and confess of their ways. My truth is not persecution, nor is it punishment. My truth heals and it frees. Cling unto the mercy of your Father in heaven. Trust in this mercy of the love of the Father. I know the size of the eye of your needle that would allow me to weave you in to my tapestry.